It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block. Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz, how you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slammed up.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Oh, good evening, everybody. Happy opener. The NFL opener is upon us. This is exciting stuff. Live from Parks Casino Street Road, Ben Salem. Of course, we are in the sports book here at Parks. It's Cuz's Corner, getting you all pumped up. I know I get a little geeky during this period of time, but it's fantastic. It is the start of the NFL season. No one knows what to expect from this thing. It's going to be pretty wild. But I'll tell you, it's going to be a lot of fun. And by the way, we are at Parks. And make sure that you download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. It's got easy deposit methods, fast payouts, great odds, outstanding customer service. And for new customers only, sign up now and get a free $50 sports bet for a limited time. That's right, a free $50 bet for all new customers. No deposit required. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA and use the promo code FANATIC. This is a limited time offer. It's going to end on Monday night, 11:59 p.m. Park Sportsbook, you bet with the 4-for-4 home team. Got to be 21. And in Pennsylvania, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, to start us off, you got tonight, and let's go to that Parks Casino Sportsbook app that we were looking at, and the Chiefs are 9.5 for tonight's game. The over-under is 53.5. Actually, it's down to 53. So, looks like it's ticked down a couple times to the under, and we've had, it was at 9, it's now 9.5, so you're still under that magic football number, which is 10. And the Chiefs begin the defense of their Super Bowl championship tonight. Big Red, my man Spags, we're ready to go. Looking forward to it. It is fun. It's going to be different, right? With no fans. What's it going to be like? I'm sure that they're going to be pumping up the noise over the TV, but how's that going to impact football? We haven't really talked a lot because I don't think we really understand. We've seen no fans in with the other three sports. It's been different. I think it's funny. I think the no fan thing has affected the NBA really in a big way. I think one of the reasons why you see guys go off, and you know, I'm not picking on Jamal Murray because I think he's a nice ball player, but I think one of the reasons why you've seen him go off is that the game's become bubble ball, right? Which is no fans. And you're not going to see Jamal Murray go off, you know, for 50 in L.A. or, you know, in Portland or in Utah or any of these places where, you know, you got a home team. It's a legitimate home court with fans and the whole thing. So I think the game is different. Now, I'm curious, what's that going to be like for the NFL, which is certainly the sport where fans are everything. All we need is the fans, and you know all the fans, and we hear that roar of the crowd, right? That roar of football and that roar of defense, and it's 3rd and 1, and you're in an enemy territory. What's that like, right? That's a big deal. So I'm curious how that plays out tonight. It should be pretty cool. Just kind of seeing it, and I don't know. I'm just happy it's back. We got Eagles on Sunday. A little bit later on, Brad Feinberg, the NBC Sports betting expert, will join us, and we'll go over a lot of the games. We'll hang out and kind of dissect them all. But it's here, and our week one is here from fantasy to the sports betting. It's a full slate of NFL football, EAGLES. And it was funny, we were talking today, we had a lot of people, including Sal Pal, checked in and thought the Birds We're a 12-win team. They could win 12. He had them winning 12. I'm afraid of the hyped Cowboys. And look, they could be hyped up, and I don't know. But I do think 12 seems a little industrious. But listen, Sal's been around that team. He's got a good feel for it. So I'm curious. You know, we might be, I don't want to say overstating the offensive line, because I think, you know, clearly it's going to be an issue. And, you know, you're going up against a good front. But other than that, I mean, when we're looking at the game on Sunday, every way I handicap it, I know people are thinking it's close and, oh, my God. But I don't think it's a situation where Carson is snowed under with every, you know, with every time he drops back. I don't think he gets snowed under. I don't think this is jailbreak on every play. And it's kind of sometimes how I think we feel about it. And that was, there was a lot of trepidation. And look, you know, that one, the right side of the line, looks like Lane's not playing. You already got no Brandon Brooks. So the right side of the line looks a little dicey. You know, Peters is, it to me, at worst, push with Dillard. So, you know, you got that on that side. We'll see. I don't think it's going to be an awful situation. Everywhere else, the Eagles are just so much better. I don't think Washington, and it goes back to when we're looking at these, at handicapping these games and trying to figure it out. Well, what's it like? Do they, you know, what are these teams, what's it going to be like for these teams that have new coaches like the Redskins? You got new offensive coordinator. Everybody's trying to put install in. You got a young quarterback. Like, what's that about? What's that stuff going to be like? I got to think, especially with Washington, that you have a very inexperienced quarterback. I got to think that Jim Schwartz has success. Now, we saw what McLaren did to him in the second game. He goes over 200 yards, and they need Carson to play great and bail him out. I just think it was a completely different vibe, but he's now operating in a new scheme. I know that he got Darius Slay, McLaren did, pretty good when they played Detroit. And Slay said that he was ill-prepared for McLaren's speed. But now they see him, he's played him. I got to think he's got a chance to play better. And look, they don't have a great run game. You know that Geis isn't there. So I think the Eagles win this game. I think it may not be a pretty one, but I think they win this game. I feel great about it. And I think it's a double-digit piece. I know that people are worried, oh, the dog. It's 6 points. I think they actually win pretty big. I think they win by double digits, and that's not a homer thing or whatever. I just think, looking at it, when you match up, I don't know what to like other than the Redskins front. What's there to like about that team? You guys got to tell me. All right, so how you feeling? And let's start it off with, you know, I want to know how you're feeling about Sunday. I want to know how many wins you're thinking. Sal says 12. I mean, you know, to me, you hope for 10. There's that one stretch. There's two stretches. The one stretch early on is scary, and that's the Niners, Steelers, Ravens stretch. So my question is more going to be, yeah, can they protect? Of course, that's number one. But also, do they have the linebacking core? Do they have the sturdy backers for teams that are run dominant? And then, of course, you know, we got to watch Sunday night. The Cowboys play the Rams, so we want to see how they look. And it's my man Stanton came over here to Parks. And you want to see how they look. And you want to make sure, you know, I'm curious how that offense, it looks scary. So we'll see if they're just a little bit of hype or if they're really that good. All right, lots to get to. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Nathan. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. All right. Hey, do me a favor, Ty. Can you, this, This mouse isn't working. Can you...
Anthony, you hear me?
I got you, Nathan. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. Hey, Anthony, you're like my favorite radio guy. I was living in Clemson. They actually had you doing an NFL thing a few months ago. And I was like, man, that's Anthony Gargano. That's awesome. I recognize your voice. I can't remember when it was. Hey, man, I was just calling. I would love for you to kind of amp me up for this season. This is the first year that I haven't really been ecstatic for the Eagles, man. I bleed green.
Really? But,
I just, I'm not feeling it, and I think it goes back to the draft when I want Harry Roseman to say we're going to win not a championship. I want him to say we're going to win another championship, but he says we're going to be a quarterback factory. And you know, whatever. It's just being weird.
Right.
My biggest concern is the injuries. Man, we've been dealing with this for years and years. And I think it was 2011, the last CBA, and we saw the practices get limited. And injuries went through the roof, like the ACL
and
all that
tissue stuff. Yeah.
Now we're dealing with the COVID, and we really have even less practice, and we're already hitting the injury bug. Like, how are we going to deal with this? Like, tell me something to say. Hey, the pass is a pass. We'll get through this. And also, Jason Peters.
They did shake love up the bodyguard.
What's the over under on him being injured for six or more weeks? Is it 1.5 quarters, or you know? But,
well, listen,
don't
hang up. Hang on for 1 second, Nathan, because I don't want you to. I'm a big believer in when we start a new season, right? I do believe in before you see anything. And remember, we're all blind to the whole league, right? These issues that you bring up.
Oh, everyone's dealing with it.
Exactly.
It's not
like,
just
I talked to.
Totally.
I talked to Spags, right? Steve Spagnuolo from Kansas City. And he was like, dude, oh my God. We're banged up in the secondary, you know, defense. I got three guys that are down. So, you know, again, that's going to be everywhere dealing with this. And I do think the fact that there's continuity with Doug and Carson and they have a defense that's pretty much a veteran defense, strong up front. You know, the Eagles' defensive line is really good, too.
Oh, I think that
mitigates a lot of
best
concern.
In the league. I mean, we're just a hurricane waiting to happen on that front.
And I think that mitigates a lot of worry.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's helping me out. I appreciate that.
And here's the thing. Look, we've all been through it. It's been such a weird year and a very difficult one. But you know what? Football is our happy place. And I can tell, Nathan, by you that it's, you know, represents part of your happy place. And you know what, bro?
Totally. That's my escape, man. That's where I get to be me and not worry about everything that has to do with work or this COVID stuff, you know.
Exactly.
We all need this. We all want this. Like, but we want to do it well and we want to do it right.
I think they're going to be good. You know, I don't, you know, I'm not picking them to win the Super Bowl. I'm not. But I think they're going to be good. And then, you know how it is. When it comes to making a run, who gets hot? I saw the Giants win it twice when they weren't the favorite. So it's who gets hot and how you navigate through the season.
Hey, you know what? We're both Eagles fans. We don't have to win the Super Bowl to love our team. We just want to see some great plays, man. And I'm hoping that they can all get with it and the lack of the practice and everything. And I hope it doesn't cause too many injuries. I'm just kind of worried that this season is going to be injury-plagued again.
Well, you can't wear – that's out of our control, right? So
that's true. That's
you know,
true.
And it's something that every team has to worry about and deal with. So my advice, Nathan, is put that aside and just get nuts, man. It's back. Football, brother.
So just get into it. Oh, you got me charged up. That's why I called. Can I get a Joey Bosa? I don't know if you still do that.
Joey Bosa!
There you go. Yeah, man. All right, thanks, Anthony.
Nice talking to you, man. Take it easy, brother. Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, I'd be lying to you if I told you this is a Super Bowl team. I think they're good. I think it comes down to, does Wentz have the weapons on the outside? Can Deshaun Jackson stay healthy? Can Jalen Reagor, you know, is he a player? Right? Is Hightower a player? You know, so if he's got weapons on the outside, I mean, we saw them make the playoffs when he had no weapons. I mean, really. You saw last year without any and nobody. So imagine now if you have some weapons, you could stretch the field. There's so much more you can do offensively. You know, I consider and make a case that they win double-digit games and that they are a threat. Right? You know, if the offensive line is, you know, Lane's going to be back. If Peterkins hold up and that offensive line holds up. Now, I know that JP played 75% of the snaps, but I still think he's an upgrade to Dillard. I have a lot of question marks with Dillard. I mean, you know, by all accounts, he was getting abused in camp. So, you know, I got plenty of reservations with him. I don't know if he can play or not. I know that Peters is I know he's past his prime, but I also know that he's a player. That, you know, he's going to gut it out for you. And, you know, I feel good about that piece of it. And if he can give you 75% of the snaps and that offensive line is intact, you know, you got something. I think that's a big key. And then, again, if the offensive line is just sturdy enough, you got Wentz. You love Sanders. Your skill guys, if they play, your offense is potent. You got a terrific defensive line. And, you know, I'm not in love with the linebackers, but, you know, having Slay back there, it makes your secondary credible. I mean, that's got, you know, there's no team that's perfect that's out there. I look at the Cowboys and go, yeah, you know, you love their skill guys, but I'm lukewarm on Prescott. And I know that all the reports were that Alden Smith looks great. Well, I don't know. They didn't practice against somebody else against their own guys. We'll see. And the rest of that defense, I don't know. That back seven looks horrible to me. So I don't know how good they are. And it's just the Eagles and Cowboys in the division. Giants and Redskins aren't doing anything. Let's go to Mick. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Hello, Mick.
Yo, what's up, man? You know I had to call you, man. I heard you on the radio. I told you, that's my man. I ain't on no phone. Let me get on there.
My security man. What's happening, my brother?
Here. I'm letting you know. I said the same thing he said. What did I say? And I said 12 wins the other day.
That's right. That's right. You did. You and Sal said 12.
And I said 12. I said he's going to be 12-4. I called it. And
you
I
did.
Got the call. He said, you said Johnson said it. You know why I said the same thing too, man? Listen, we got a new offense, and we got a lot of guys on the team that's in the prove it year. If you look at it, Jason Peters in the prove it year, that he's a play for where he just got that extra money. You got Zach Ertz want that big contract. He's in the prove it year. You got Deshaun in his prove it year because he's trying to say he don't got that speed no more. You got all these guys in prove it years that's going to step up and make the team get an extra 3 more wins alone just from that.
That's a good point. I like that.
Listen, that's how I look at it. And then you got Carson, definitely in the prove it year. He said, I got my weapons. That's true. That's good. And we got a new offense. Oh, my God. People don't understand. People don't know we coming with either this year. We all different. We got the same players. A lot of the same players, but we got a new offense. And with speed added to it.
Yes. Yes.
You see what I'm saying? That's gonna be our weapon. People don't even look at it like that. Oh, Eagles, every time we lost last year, what was the problem? We didn't have enough speed. We stayed in the games and was 9-7 without speed last year at all.
Well, you're exactly right. It's one of the reasons why we told Nathan that, look, once you add some real skill guys, you know, we haven't had, yeah. Carson has not had that luxury of having guys that can stretch the field.
Exactly. Now he got it. These guys, some of them guys would want higher than that. They would have had a combine. They would have had all them camps and stuff before they go to the pros. A lot of them dudes would have been picked quicker than what they were.
Yes.
You know, especially the guy Watkins and the other guy. They would have been picked a little higher than what they were.
Big Mick, I love your optimism.
Don't want to tell you security here, but let little brother know tomorrow that I was there for you. Don't let
him know. That you're always around, Big Mick.
Yo, listen. Get that confidence. And you have a great night.
You too, my brother.
12-4, baby. 12-4.
I love it. You enjoy the game tonight.
Man, listen, man. I just want to sit back and watch a good game. But I like I want to see a close game, but I want to see Kansas City pull it out.
Yes, I agree.
That's how I feel, though. Yep. You know what I mean? Because I'm putting all my bets in the water for everything. Who's going to win what for the year? Everything. Tomorrow I'm going deep.
I love it, that's buddy.
You have a good evening.
You too, big man.
Too.
You're the man, right, brother. Thank you, buddy. We appreciate it. I love the – to me, now's the time to be confident, right? Now's the time to be optimistic. It's funny because it goes back to when I was a kid. And my father used to ask me that all the time. Like, I'm a little boy. How many wins for the Eagles? And he would do it mockingly because they were bad when I was a kid. And I'd say, you know, 11, Dad. And he'd know that there was no way they were going to win 11 games. By the way, don't forget, here at Parks in our mobile broadcast studio brought to you by Dietz and Watson. If you want the absolute best Real Philly hoagie, you got to visit a Real Philly deli. Find one near you at realphillydeli.com. And our 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family and Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. We'll come back. Sit tight, everybody. We'll get your calls. And Brad Feinberg, the betting expert for NBC Philly, will join us to break down all the games in this weekend's card. He's got always got great tips, so make sure you stick around and listen to the conversation. It's Cuz Radio right here, Cuz's Corner, at Parks Casino Street Road, Ben Salem, on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Cuz's Corner live from Parks Casino Street Road, Ben Salem. Hanging out here on the first night of the first NFL game, baby. All right. We're going to talk to Brad, and I want to go over some of the games. I see Chris. Let me try to sneak Chris in real quick. Chris, I couldn't wait. I couldn't leave you hanging. You're my man.
Yo, man. What's up, brother?
How you doing, pal?
Oh, I am stoked. Thanks for sneaking me in. I got to tell you, man, it's already starting, man. You know, I love this city. My brother goes to Temple now. My parents moved here. I played with a lacerated kidney. And what's up with Zach Ertz, man?
Well, I mean the whole idea of the contract. I mean,
when you've seen how he once again make another mistake that nobody wants to say and draft the guy so the Cowboys couldn't get him. You're both 6'5". You're both 255. Last year you both had 10.5 yards a catch. You both had 6 touchdowns. He's your replacement, man. Unfortunately, nobody did it to you but Howie, because once again he kicked the can down the road. And Lane Johnson, five hours ago, had to redo his contract.
We have to talk about this tomorrow.
Yeah, because you can have two ends of $25 million, man, when it's a speed
game.
No,
I agree. I don't think Zach Ertz is coming back.
Yeah, I don't. And I told the last show I would have got something. You would have got way more with 2 years on your contract than one.
I just don't know that guys that anything was available for him.
Did they try to shop him? You got the inside with little
you know, listen, I can't lie to you. I don't know. I just know that I heard that. I don't know. I heard a couple.
I can read between the lines. I got you. I got to tell you one thing. I'm a big college junkie like you.
Yes.
And I don't go off on college players. You know, I don't call them studs and stuff. John Hightower made me so much money. He should have been a third or fourth round pick. I'm telling you.
I agree with you. I watched him too. You're right on, Chris, as always.
Watkins, I'm not sure about, but Hightower, he can catch them. He don't drop balls, man.
I agree. Thank you, brother.
Carson, meet your next best friend, brother. God bless. Go Birds.
See, go Birds. All right, I got to get to my man. That's right. On the Comcast Business Hotline, NBC Sports Philly, betting analyst, and I'm sure he knows all about Hightower. Probably made him some money last year, Boise. He is, of course, Brad Feinberg. Brad, good evening.
You made me laugh at the Hightower comment. He did not make me any money, but he probably cost me money.
Well, happy NFL opener to you, Brad.
I can't wait. I am so excited, really excited. Should actually be a pretty fun game tonight. I'm looking forward to seeing it, and I'm just excited that, you know, sports really seem to be back in the swing, and just pumped, man. Really pumped.
Truly. I know. Just feels good having football, right? Football is back.
Football's the best. We know, everyone knows that. I'm not saying anything everyone doesn't already know.
It's the best. It's
cannot
the
wait.
It is. It really is. All right. Let's, without further ado, let us go through the card with you, my friend.
Yeah.
Let us start with tonight. And by the way, anything strike you tonight? Kansas City, Houston. Where's your head at in this game?
You know, I think it's a tough game. Now, I will say this: overall, I do think Kansas City, I have them ranked, is the number one team in the AFC. I do think they are somewhat of an, I don't want to say underrated, but, you know,
yes,
I think that you're still able to get like +650 on them to win the Super Bowl, and I think they just have a great roster, a great coach, the best player in Mahomes. This team's gonna be really, really good. If I had to bet this game, I bet four props in the game. I took Deshaun Watson over 1.5 passing touchdowns. I took David Johnson over 23.5 receiving yards. David Johnson over 45.5 rushing yards. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire over 49.5 rushing yards. Those were the four things I bet in this game. If I had to bet a side, I'd be on the Kansas City side, but it was not enough for me to play it because I thought the line should come in right around 9.5/10.
Yeah.
I made my line right around that, and it's right at 9.5. So I didn't think there was enough edge for me to play the individual game, but I did play those four props, Anthony.
Yeah, and I could see that on both sides. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Andy likes him as he liked B. West.
Yeah.
He can catch the ball out of backfield, real good hands.
Very high praise. He's a really tough runner. I think another long shot bet, I always like him to have some long shots bet. I took him, he was like 28-1 to lead the league in rushing touchdowns. I think Kansas City obviously has a chance to score the most points in the league, so I'm not saying anyone doesn't know.
Right.
And, you know, they're not going to be all Mahomes, and I think he's a really tough runner. Edwards-Helaire, and I think he can get a lot of goal line, a lot of 2-yard touchdowns, and I could see him getting like 14, 15 touchdowns and maybe getting a butt. It's 28-1. I think it's worth a shot.
It is worth a shot, without a doubt. Before we go into the rest of the card,
yep.
Anything else tonight you like? You got the NBA tonight. I kind of like the Rockets tonight.
Yeah, I'd be on the Rockets side. If I can get a 6, I would actually bet the Rockets. That was my buy price on them. I wanted 6. The best I was able to see was 5.5. But I'm on the Rockets side tonight. I think it's going to be the Clippers, though. I know you feel very strongly on that.
Yeah.
I think the Clippers are going to win the title. I'm pretty confident on that. I do not think the Lakers are good enough to beat them. I do not think the Rockets are good enough to beat them. I do not think anyone in the Eastern Conference is good enough to beat them. So I think they will be, I think it's going to be the Clippers, and I still think that merits a play, the Clippers to win the title, because I really do think they are the best team. I don't think LeBron has enough help. I don't think the Lakers are good enough to get it done. I really don't, from watching these games.
Yeah, I'm with you, brother. I feel the same way. I could totally see that. Completely see that.
Yeah, but I do agree with the Anthony. I do like the Houston side tonight, and if a 6 comes up, I will nibble and take Houston, but I need 6 for me to make it for me to actually play the game.
And we got the college tonight, Miami against UAB.
Yeah, it'd be, you know, it's funny. A slight lean to Miami for me here, but I did play Miami in the first half -7, but that number is no longer available. But that would be only a slight lean for me. Now the line's up to 15.5/16.
Yeah, rocking.
Only a slight lean, but again, I always say to all the listeners out there, this is always fun, but yeah, you want to win money. You want to bet, you actually want to win, and I always try to bet stuff I actually think is going to win, and I try not to force plays just to quote unquote get in a bet. So I always want to try to have an advantage and do my best. So when I give out any pick, let you know I'm actually betting this stuff. And if I'm not betting it, I'm happy to always give my opinion, but I never want to give someone advice and tell them I bet something unless I actually physically bet it.
Yeah.
I always try to, you know, I always want to be so real with everyone listening.
That's great. And that's why we always have you on. We love talking to you. Brad Feinberg, NBC Sports Philly is his name.
I'll give you a baseball game I did bet. I like the Reds tonight. The Reds have been pretty simple to handicap this year. When Sonny Gray and Trevor Bauer pitch, they win. When those guys do not pitch, they lose. Sonny Gray had a 1.94 ERA before his last outing. His last outing was a bad one, Anthony. But he's been tremendous. His first seven starts were as good as anyone in the majors outside of Shane Bieber, more or less. He's laying about $1.23, $1.24 tonight against Azole of the Cubs. I do think that Cincinnati wins this game. I made this line closer to $1.50. We only have to lay closer to $1.25. I think the Reds have value.
Yeah, and there's strong winds in Chicago. It's cool. So that's.
Yes.
And Sonny Gray, who can give up a fly ball here and there, that should make him.
I hope not tonight.
Well, no, the winds are blowing in.
Winds are blowing in. Yeah, okay, there you go.
So that should help
a guy who.
No, the one thing about Gray is that he'll give up a home run here and there. And that'll negate...
That negates a lot of his weakness as a pitcher.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very good point. Very good point. And, you know, ever since he's left New York, some people just don't have that that DNA to... But it's funny, the total in that game, only being 7, really shows exactly what you're talking about, Anthony.
Yeah.
The winds are blowing in Chicago. If the winds are blowing out, that total would be like 10.5. And because of the winds being land...
I was there, man, and, it's funny. Those games, that wind is no joke. That wind is no joke. I used to cover the Cubs for in another lifetime when I was a young man. And then the other hockey game tonight, Vegas Dallas series continues. Vegas is a favorite -167 here at Parks.
Yeah, and the only way I could look there is taking the Dallas Stars. I think Dallas actually, I think the line should be about -150-ish. It's a little higher than I thought. And the 160 area, but again, I would want to be taking one. If you can get 145 or higher, I actually think Dallas is worth a play. Vegas is the better team, no question about that. But do they win this game 8 out of 13 times? I'm not so sure that they do.
Right.
I think Dallas could have a little bit of value, but I would definitely not be. I do not like Vegas laying that price. 167 is too high, in my opinion.
All right, let's go through the NFL. That's what people want to hear about. The NFL on Sunday. Here is the card. Let's begin with the Eagles. The Eagles are a 5.5-point favorite Sunday against Washington.
Mm-hmm.
What are you leaning?
It's not, and this is not a lean. This is a game I bet. I think Washington is going to win the game. I really believe that. I think they're going to win the game outright. I just think the Eagles, a lot of things have happened that's been unfortunate for them. Wide receiver injuries, offensive line injuries, Miles Sanders, how healthy is he, Anthony? I don't know, although Boston Scott obviously looks like he's a nice backup. And Washington, say what you want to say about that team. I actually think they flat out good defense, and they added to that defense number two pick in the draft, Chase Young. I think this is a good
completely on the opposite side and in a big way.
Really? Okay. Last year, you know, that was a 50-50 game. That's actually, both games were very tight, if
right.
I remember correctly.
Right.
Why do you like Philadelphia?
Okay, so this is a real dramatic fade Washington in a lot of ways. One, new coach, who had COVID, by the way.
Yes, he did.
All right. Off OC, put in a new system. Right, you got a second-year quarterback who I don't think is very good to begin with.
Yeah, I don't like Haskins.
Right, so that completely, and their running game got weaker. All right, so
Antonio Gibson, I think has a chance to potentially be something for them, but we'll see.
All right, I would disagree, but I don't like their offense a little bit. I really don't like their offense. Their strength obviously is their D line. We both agree on that defensive line.
Sure.
The Eagles' injuries, particularly on the right side of the line, is cause for some worry. But Brad, I got to tell you, I could be wrong, and you do this for a living. So, you know, next week we could be talking, and I'll be like genuflecting to you and going, way to go, brother. You know, although I'll be upset the Eagles lost, but it'll be like, if I'm looking at it, and this has nothing to do with liking the Eagles as a team, because I don't do that when we're talking, and you know that.
Oh, I know that. I knew that.
I look at their offense, and I think DeSean Jackson alone is going to help create space on the field with that offense.
And DeSean Jackson had a great game against Washington in week one. I believe he had like 130 yards and two touchdowns.
Be here for week two, but for Sunday.
No, I understand. Anthony, I'll say this. The best handicappers in the world, and I, knock on wood, done well with this, but I basically 45% of the time I'm going to be wrong. I try to go 5-4 and win about 55%.
You're great at it.
45%. I am wrong on. I'm like, oh my gosh, well, what was I thinking?
No, stop. You're great at it.
When I look at this team, I think it's a combination of both things. I think Washington's a little slightly underrated because I think I actually have them rated as a pretty decent defense. And I agree with you, their offense is obviously. I do not like Haskins, but McLaurin is a good receiver. I think Gibson has a chance to be a playmaker for them. And I just, the Eagles, I don't know.
And he was a good college player, Gibson. He was. I'm not discounting that. But
they're going to, by cutting Adrian Peterson, I think they're going to try to make him I've been reading their beat writers think he's going to be a 700-700 guy, which is a pretty impressive statement.
It is, but you got to explain to me, and let me just tell people, you also had the Heat. All right, you predicted Miami over Milwaukee in this series.
I did. Right? And that was
You rode them every game outright.
I did.
You know, just for the audience purposes, but I just don't understand how you think that they're ready to play. And doesn't the first year coach bother you?
Listen, of course you obviously want the continuity that, you know, Coach Peterson has here with the Eagles. But I will say Rivera, to me, at least he's not, while he's a rookie coach for Washington, he's not a rookie coach. It's not his first rodeo. He's been around forever and a day.
Right.
And When it's a low scoring total, and this total is only 42, to win by a touchdown, is not easy because the points are going to be more at a premium.
Yeah.
Okay, if this total was 49, in that area, I always think it favors more the favorite. But when there's less points to be had and you're getting almost a touchdown, I think it's going to be a low scoring game. I think it's going to be probably like a 20-17 kind of game. And I think Washington has, in my opinion, a legitimate chance of winning the game because I don't think the Eagles are going to do that well on offense. And, I think Washington's defense is flat out decent.
We'll see. I don't think we've disagreed like this.
Yeah, this is
in a while.
We'll have to. This will be one of our Butler bets, my friend. But I did bet.
Referencing our Butler bets that he and I have when we do our Sixers betcast on Comcast SportsNet with Mark.
I hope the Eagles win by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 or six. Well, I got 6.5. So even 1 through. Yeah, I hope the Eagles win the game and do not cover. But I like Washington here. And by the way, a lot of my brethren, a lot of people. They're one of the best top bet is Washington this week.
Yeah,
I can tell you,
it's a sharp play.
Money is on the Redskins. Doesn't mean it's going to win, but that's where people are going.
No, that's the sharp play. I hear you. All right. I monopolized too much of your time.
No, I enjoyed it. I love when we spar a little bit like that. That's you're right. We usually agree. This is one time we didn't, but I liked it.
All right. So elsewhere Sunday.
Yep.
I'll throw out a couple of games. I'd like you to tell me if you what you think about, and then you give me your games. I like Dallas -3 against the Rams. That's the Sunday nighter.
Yep.
We're all going to be watching that one.
Yeah, Dallas is my Super Bowl pick. That is the team that I am, that I believe is going to be the best team in the NFL this year. Now, again, they've had a couple injuries, too. Kind of like the Eagles, they lost Lael Collins, who's one of the better offensive linemen in football. Sean Lee is perpetually hurt, they lost the guy they signed, Gerald McCoy, in the offseason. Got injured right in the beginning of the year, too. But I just think the Rams are a team in, I don't want to say rebuilding mode, because they still have a lot of top-end guys, but I think Dallas is just a far better team, and I expect Dallas to win this game by a touchdown plus, and that is actually a game I did bet. I do like the Cowboys this week, and I think they are a different class team than the Rams.
Don't laugh at me. I like the Bengals plus three against the Chargers.
Laugh at you.
I think they win the game.
I would be laughing at you if you didn't like that. I love the Bengals this week. I think the Bengals are going to win the game outright.
All right.
I think Joe Burrow is going to be sensational. I think A.J. Green is going to come back and be a top five NFL wide receiver this year. And I think Joe Burrow is going to be a big reason all for that. I think the Bengals are, I love them over 5.5 wins. I think they're going to be really good on offense. I expect them to win this game again outright. You want to give me 3 points on top of it, I'll gladly take it. Love the Bengals here.
I'll give you the Browns plus 7.5 against the Ravens.
Yeah, I bet this one too. I did bet the Browns. Last year, the Ravens had such a great year, Anthony, and one of the teams that, I believe they went 14-2, but one of the teams that beat them was in week two or three was the Cleveland Browns, actually beat them by like 3 touchdowns. And then in the rematch, they were winning most of the rematch as well, too. So maybe it's a matchup thing. You know, this is one of the teams that's now seen Lamar Jackson play twice. I think Cleveland's going to be vastly improved from last year. I think Baltimore will win the game. Oh, do you want to give me over a touchdown? I actually think Cleveland's going to keep this very close. I think it's going to be a tight game. I like the Browns getting over a touchdown.
All right. And my last game that I like is the Lions minus the 3 against Chicago.
So, yeah, we made up for our slow start, and we became so in unison as it went on. Love the Lions. I'm picking them to win that division. I think Stafford's phenomenal. I think they're going to be really, again, you can get +280 for them to make the playoffs. Love that bet. Now that an extra team makes the playoffs, I think it's the worst division in the NFC. I think they're going to really be good this year. Now, the one thing I will say, which is giving me a little pause for concern, Kenny Golladay, who I think is a tremendous top-end receiver, has not practiced the last 2 days. That does scare me a little bit because I think he's a really valuable piece for Stafford. I think he's a 100-yard top 10 kind of receiver kind of guy, but I really do like Detroit. I think they're a team on the upside. I think the Bears are overrated. I like the Lions here.
All right. What other plays do you like for Sunday?
Well, okay, you actually nailed, and we did not speak before the game, before the air, and it's actually pretty funny, and you basically said all the games I had bet. I could tell you, it's funny, I have not bet this game yet, but I'm going to take the New York Giants on Monday night. I think that line is just a little bit too high. It opened at 3.5. That's what I made it on my ratings. I made it 3.5. I think 6 is too high. Again, Giants have a new coach, so kind of like your Redskins thing or Washington football team thing. That certainly could be a detriment to them. But I think the Giants are actually going to be pretty good on offense this year. I think they have a lot of skill players. And, again, to win by 7 points, I'm not so sure the Steelers deserve to be that kind of favorite. I don't think the Giants are quite as bad as some people think. That is a game I'm going to be looking to bet. I'll probably see if maybe I can even get a 6.5 closer to countdown. And then I also played in a teaser. I think the Colts, you could knock them down from 7.5 to laying 1.5. I think you can tease that with a bunch of different games. I think that makes a lot of sense because I do not think Jacksonville will win that game. I feel very confident Indianapolis will win, but I don't want to lay 7.5. And I did take Arizona. I was able to get 9.5 at the opening. I still like it at 7, though, because I think Arizona is a vastly improved team. Them and Detroit are the two teams in the NFC that I think have made a nice forward leap forward. 49ers, you know, obviously a quality team, but, you know, Super Bowl hangover potentially. I think Arizona is going to make that. They played them very well in both games last year. Both games went down to the last possession, more or less. I do not think the 49ers win that game and more than a touchdown. I bet Arizona there.
All right. Anything in college that strikes your fancy?
You know, it's funny. In college, I haven't really. I've been doing most of my research in the NFL, and the reason for the college, I've been a little leery of doing the college. And I did told you I made a small bet on Miami of Florida in the first half based on it was, you know, a good number that I got. Is I don't know what the practicing of the college is. That is something that I'm a little scared of, like who had good practices, who didn't, because a lot of the colleges was a little more off or whatnot. So I did not bet any of the games for Saturday in college football. I want to personally just wait to see how
it's so weird,
I'm
going to
do a lot of live
right?
betting. Army last week was a good example. when I watch Army play, when they can run the ball really well, they're really hard to stop. And, like, last week they were able to, like, run the ball at will against Middle Tennessee State, and the second-half line was pick 'em, and you could just see that the Middle Tennessee State could not stop them. I always, you know, tell all the listeners out there, live betting, I think, is a great tool where you can watch the game, you can see how the teams are doing, and you don't have to guess how teams look. You can actually watch the games and see what your two eyes tell you. Are these, or is someone picking on someone in a running game matchup or a passing game matchup? But I did not like any of the college. I didn't feel comfortable enough doing it. I will tell you another long shot that I do like, though. To win the Big 12, I think Oklahoma State is very live. I got 9-1. I think they're going to be good. They return 17 starters. Obviously, Oklahoma is the favorite, and Texas is the second choice. But I think Oklahoma State at 9-1 odds has some potential value to win the Big 12.
All right, there you have it. All right, so we agree, just to recap, on all the games
except one
on Sunday, except for the Birds.
Yeah, and again, I'm not backing down anything. I will tell you that is probably my best of the games. Them and the Chargers, them and Cincinnati are my two favorites. Washington and Cincinnati. So I'm going to. We will talk next week, and we will see who was right and who was wrong, and who won that Butler bet.
I like it. That sounds good, brother. Listen, good luck this weekend. Kill, knock him dead, baby.
You're the man. Thanks, brother. Good luck. You're the best. Out there who's betting. Good luck.
Thanks, buddy. Brad Feinberg, our sports betting expert, NBC Sports Philly, checking in. I hope you enjoyed the segment. Hope you enjoyed Cousin's Corner, and don't forget Parks Casino and the offer for all new users. You get a free $50 sports bet if you go to parkscasino.com/PA, download the app, and you get that free bet. No deposit required. You got to be in Pennsylvania. You got to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Everybody, thanks as always for hanging out with me. Appreciate it. We'll have some fun on a football Friday tomorrow. Be safe. And we'll talk to you then.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.